think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Oh, makes me cry. Happy New Year, Joey pals. Today, Friday, December 31st. What's this song, Nancy?
Auld Lang Syne.
Yes. I'm happy to have a new year tomorrow.
I think a lot of us are.
Yes. Oh, it's pretty. A-U-L-D. Old, we all say old, but that's... Thank you, Nigel. Happy New Year to you. Okay, Joey pals. Well, Nancy McDonald joins us. We call this the Cannabis Corner. Your husband has a cannabis story that I think's fabulous. Did you have a nice Christmas, first of all?
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Spent it with family, so
yes.
It was nice.
And how's he doing? Don't answer anything that's too personal. How's your husband doing?
It's okay. I told him I was going to talk about him.
Okay.
So he's doing really, really well. He had a three-hour-long shoulder reconstruction, and I'm telling you, it's something to go through.
Was this the first time on his shoulder?
Yes, it was, yeah.
I've heard those are more painful than knee and hip, that a shoulder, ankle, that the shoulder is the worst. What do you think?
Well, I think he would totally agree with you on that one. It's really been eye-opening to see what somebody has to go through.
What was wrong?
He got a work injury. He just moved his shoulder wrong, and things snapped, crackled, and popped. And
ouch.
When they got in there, they realized there was more damage than originally planned, and they put him back together, though, and so he's doing much better. And
what's his name?
Sean.
Sean. We shouldn't call him him. S-H-A-W-N?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because we talked about the horrible pain he went through.
He still goes through some pain, but they gave us...
traditional pain medications.
Exactly. And he also has RLS. And so...
What's that for, Joey Pence?
Restless leg syndrome. And so the painkillers that they gave him made his RLS go crazy. So he couldn't take the painkillers. So we've just been treating it with cannabis, mostly with just CBD.
Everybody what that is.
It's CBD is one of the cannabis. It's a non-psychoactive part of the cannabis. plant, and we've been giving him CBD only. Occasionally, we've been giving him a bit of aspirin, but really, we've just been high-dosing him with CBD, and he said it was doing way better with the pain than using pain medication.
And none of the side effects.
So
now, dare I ask, what do the doctors say? Do they know, or...
Oh, yeah, we're very open with doctors about what we do. And nobody even blinked an eye. We just said we've been treating it with CBD, and they went great. He has no swelling. The bruising is almost completely gone. And, you know, we're only two and a half weeks into this. So,
did they replace his shoulder as such? Has he got an artificial shoulder, or it just was a surgery?
No, it was just a surgery. Okay. You know, one of the tendons had broken away and another one was ripped. And so they did a lot of repair work. And when he came out, it was pretty swollen and black and blue like I've never seen. And we've been using topical CBD and as well as taking it orally for the pain. And the swelling, there is no swelling now. And in my opinion, it's, you know, healing great. So I love seeing stories like this.
He's right there with you. I mean,
he
can testify. Let's go back to church. He can testify how he's feeling on any given day. I mean, is it so dramatic that you can tell when it wears off?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's immobilized. They've got him in an immobilizer. And so when he does that move and goes, we know it's time to give him some CBD.
So he's taking oral and topical. You got to educate us. This is not something you smoke like everybody thinks of.
No. He's taking it edibly. So he's just, you know, swallowing it. We put it actually on a little piece of cheese for him.
Oh.
Like, just like the dog.
You're funny. Is this like brownies used to be?
Yeah.
When they made Alice Petokla's brownies. How fun. Nothing new under the sun, Joey Pals. Okay, tell us a little bit. We've got to go through this slow and educate us. Cannabis is completely legal in the state of California.
Yes.
Is it legal everywhere in the United States?
No, it's not.
No. Okay, but we don't need to talk about that, do we?
No, but, CBD, if it's hemp CBD, which means that it has less than 0.3% of THC in it, that is legal in the United States.
Okay.
But if it has more than 0.3% of THC in it, it's state by state on who it's legal with and who it isn't.
My goodness. How do you distribute it to customers here in town?
Well,
Last time we talked, you were getting a facility. What's new? Tell me everything.
we're opening a new store. It looks like the end of January. At the very latest, it'll be around February 2nd, but we're hoping to have it open before the end of January.
Is it in Palm Springs?
It's in Palm Springs. It's at 2500 North Palm Canyon. Right next to there's a little Italian restaurant there.
Food.
And if we're actually going to have a consumption lounge as well.
Okay, so tell us what that is.
But that's if you want to come in and you can, some people smoke, some people do edibles, but it's just a place to go. It's like a bar for cannabis.
Okay.
And so we're going to have different
indoor,
shows.
Outdoor?
It's indoor. Okay. And we have really good filtration systems and stuff. So you're not sitting in it's not like a smoky bar.
That's worse.
Sucks it out like a casino.
Yes.
You know, there's laws on that. So you have to do that. So it's a comfortable environment. If you don't like the smell, you're okay. You're not going to be sitting in that smoky bar.
Can you get high from smoke of cannabis?
Yes.
Okay. What's that called? Getting high from this
secondhand smoke.
Secondhand, that's the word.
So, yeah. So
that filtration is important.
Yes, absolutely. And so we're going to have, it's a beautiful, I mean, they've just spent a lot of money building this. There are wonderful people that are opening it.
You'll bring them to us, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you'll be here in January in your regular slot.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry to hear about Sean. Just, you know, I've heard all the years, because we have a lot of medical people on the show, you can bend over to pick up a feather and throw your back out.
Yeah.
I mean, so he just did something wrong,
and it turned the wrong way. It was just
freaky.
It just happened. And he wasn't doing any, you know, they asked him, how would you do it differently? He said, well, I wouldn't, because it was just one of those things.
Just one of those things. Okay, tell me how long, well, you can take the cannabis as long as you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whether or not you're in pain, right? But this, I'm sorry to be so ignorant, but it's my show. So is the CBD the non-psychic? Active.
Non-psychoactive.
Non-psycho. The non-psychoactive CBD. Is that only used for pain management?
No, it's also used, a lot of it is used to reduce swelling. It's a great anti-inflammatory. And so the combination of being able to use it for both pain relief and anti-inflammatory, and when the swelling goes down, that also reduces the pain.
Of course.
So, I mean, CBD is just, it's really a wonderful thing, because you can take as much of it as you need and still go out and function in the world.
Can you drive? I mean, if you got stopped, you're not going to get arrested for being high.
No.
This is the non-psychoactive.
Non-psychoactive. It's a mood uplifter, so people can use it for depression and anxiety when you have an anxiety attack.
Oh,
if you take
wonderful.
CBD, it'll help you come down from the anxiety attack. So,
and that's better than a prescription drug that's going to have side effects.
Yep. No, I love CBD. I recommend everybody take it every day. It's something that just kind of is there. You don't even notice it unless you have the pain or have the anxiety, and then you realize you don't have it.
How about your sleep?
It's great for sleep as well.
Great for sleep. I'm writing, Joey Pals. This will all be up now that we're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but this is Friday, December 31st, but it'll be up on joeyenglish.com.
And when we get into the new year and get the new store open, I will have a Joey Pals discount at the store.
Fun.
So anybody that wants to come in, we'll also be doing free consultations. So if you want to come in and talk to somebody about what you know, if you have a sore shoulder or something and you want to come in and find out what might help for you, we're happy to spend as much time with you as
And those
needed.
Can be private.
Absolutely. They will be private. Absolutely.
Yeah, how wonderful. All right. The New Year's resolution everybody's making. Do you have something for weight loss?
Yeah. Actually, there's THCV.
THCV. V like Victor.
And it's something it's another part of the plant that they've started pulling out, and it is really helpful with appetite suppression.
Do you need a prescription?
No.
Do you need prescriptions?
You have to be 21.
Okay. But you don't need to come in there with a prescription. Of course not. What doctor's going to... Well, that's not true. Some doctors do prescribe marijuana and cannabis for medicinal reasons.
They do.
Okay, but you just have to be...
21.
21. Okay.
And the THCV, I mean, you know, like anything else, you have to try it yourself and see how it works for you. But I tested it, and for me, it worked as a great appetite suppressant.
Bring me some next time.
I will.
I'll try it for you.
All right.
Oh, boy, I have a wonderful appetite.
I will be happy to bring you some.
And my
once
problem
again, non-psychoactive.
Yes, because I'll finish eating at 7 and go to sleep after Jeopardy, and at 10 or 11, I'm starving.
I love
and
Jeopardy.
I'm awake. Oh, yeah, me too. And I'm awake. So we'll deal with me. I'll be your guinea pig. I'll try anything. You know that. Tell Joey Pals, I hear them. Okay, we'll tell you how you can continue the conversation with Nancy McDonald. What's the phone number?
Well, I don't have the phone number for the store yet, but next time when I come in January, we will have one, and then we'll be able to sit down and have one-on-ones with them. They'll get a discount.
And we'll put it on the Joey English Network on my website under Cannabis Corner, your name, the address and the website and the phone number. So it's like the white pages.
Perfect.
And people can look it up then.
Perfect. And the name of the store is going to be The Row House.
The R?
R-O-W.
Oh, The Row House. I thought you said The Roadhouse. That's been done.
That's what everybody says.
Yes. What's the connection? just Cannery Row, in Cannabis Row.
Yeah. I've never asked Ryan. Ryan's the owner. Uh-huh. I've never asked him, but I will.
In Monterey, there's something where they canned all the sardines, and it was called Cannery Row. So I thought you were saying Cannabis Row, which might be clever, Brian. Listen to the redhead. Where will you spend New Year's Eve tonight?
Just at home. Sean's still broken, so just a quiet night at home
with
him,
Sean,
and the dogs.
Happy New Year. You're in good care. You're in good hands with Nancy McDonald. Do you guys have kids?
He has 5, so.
That's enough for the two of you.
And I guess, yes, we'll have one of his youngest with us, too. He's 15, so we will have Carter with us as well.
And you'll have to tell us, there's so much for us to learn. But as we go through the Cannabis Corner, if you give cannabis to what age, if it's non-psychoactive, I guess you will, but don't tell us today. Okay. Tell us next time. Happy New Year,
Happy
sweetheart.
Happy New Year.
What's your resolution?
To not make one?
Oh, that wins for the day. I like that. I like that. That's press. Thanks for stopping by, Nancy. If you're near your phones, Joey Pals, I've got presents for you.